bring in Sir Michael Caine, who's waiting patiently outside. I've got to get him in. I've got to get him in and sat down. Morning, Sir Michael.
Morning. How are you?
Morning.
You're Dave, right?
I'm Dave. Nice to meet you.
That's me on there.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. Bailey took that picture.
I'm said, now, look at this. Look.
Morning, Chris.
Greatness. Morning, Sir Michael.
Yeah, morning. So, thank you.
You have got a morning person written all over you.
Have I really?
No.
I've got to say, I believe I started out as a theatre actor, you know, so nothing sort of happens till about 6 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, and then you start getting worked up and the adrenaline starts to flow. But actually, in actual fact, I'm quite used to this because I've been a movie actor for years.
Have you?
Give
over.
No, a long time.
Wow.
And you get up at 6 in the morning, you know, and do stuff like learn lines and that. And
a lot of hanging about, I'd imagine.
A lot of hanging about, yeah. I don't mind that because I was born to lay about and I picked the right profession.
You strike me, Sir Michael.
Michael.
You strike me as somebody who loves it. You love it. You love your job. You love making movies. You just love the whole process.
I thank God every day for my luck. I couldn't think of anything else I would rather do than be a movie actor.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's the best job in the world. I mean, it is early in the morning, but when you get there, it's good stuff.
I bet.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you know how good you are? Like, I know that sounds a silly question, but do you ever watch stuff back and go, oh, I'm bloody good in that. Poor, check me out.
No, I'm my own severest critic.
Really?
Yeah. I'm never satisfied with anything. But the thing is, I have no sense of competition, like with other actors.
Right.
Only with myself.
Okay.
And so I look at it and I go, oh, God, what did you do there? And why didn't you do that? And but then I get good reviews for it. And I think, oh, I must have done something right.
Do you watch everything you've done? Because I know a lot of actors, you know, purposely don't watch everything, you know.
I watch everything I've done if I played a lead in a movie, but if I played a small part, I watched the. I had a very small part in Inception recently, and I watched that, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, I do watch them all, I suppose, in the end.
When you film a movie and you're not the lead and you have a small part, like Inception is a small part, Batman, you're not the lead, but of course it's a very important role. But when you watch, do you sit down and watch Inception? Because when you film your bits, you're not there for a lot of it. So it must
Oh, no. Inception, I think the shooting schedule in Inception was about 8 months.
Right.
I worked for 3 days.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and so that was great. I was part of the whole team. Whenever Chris does a movie, you always get to go to Paris and stay at the Bristol on Faubourg Saint-Honoré.
Oh, hello.
And you do the tour and all that stuff. So we did that on Batman, and we did it on Inception.
Nice.
So even though I had a little part, I got the tour and everything.
Did you like the movie Inception?
Yeah, I loved the movie Inception. I thought it was absolutely great. Yeah. And I eventually understood it, because Chris has a mind, you know, all of his own.
I think I got it. We talked about this as soon as we came out. I think I got it.
Alan, you've seen it twice
now,
haven't you?
Is it safe to be able to say something?
Well,
or are we going to get complaints?
No, we'll talk about it. People should have been to see it.
I think about
talking about the ending.
I'll just say, cryptically, it drops.
It drops at the end. That's when
Does
I
it?
Come back on.
It should have dropped.
Yeah. But the point was, is young people say to me, at the end, when you're there, is it real or is it the dream? I say, if I'm there, it's real. Because I'm never in the dream.
You believe
I'm
that?
The guy invented the dream.
But why were the kids wearing exactly the same outfit as was in all the dreams?
Yeah, because that's the dream. You see how difficult it gets? With one sentence.
Oh, Batman's way easier. It really is.
Batman's easy.
God, that's nice and simple.
Yeah, I love Batman.
Puts the costume on, knocks some people out, comes back again, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen Inception twice, and now you look more confused than ever. Oh, is it?
Four times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 4 times you've seen Inception.
Love it.
Oh, good, great.
I don't know what Alfie's about.
Alfie?
Yeah.
No,
that confused me.
Yeah. Well, Alfie's about the 60s, you see.
No, I know.
And you miss those, didn't you?
Sadly, I missed that.
Yeah, because it was really good, the 60s.
It's
fantastic.
I'd have been great in the 60s.
Do you think? Yeah. Oh, you'd have been fantastic.
I'd have been all
over. You were built for the 60s.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, but you just missed it by a bit, I'm sure.
No, by a fair bit.
Yeah.
Well, not
by
that
fair
much.
Fair bit, yeah. Steady I'm on. Quite a lot older than you, I think, yeah.
Yeah, you could be my dad.
I could be. I'm everybody's dad. I'm gold member's dad. God, what's that. His name?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Yeah. I'm Dad Powers. I am.
Love that.
No, I'm doing a movie where I'm playing a granddad for the first time. And I am now a granddad, a real one.
Congratulations.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Are you a big family man, I imagine?
Oh, massive family man. I'm obsessive about the family. I regard the family as the greatest organisation ever created, and that's the basis of my family life.
That's nice. I like that.
Are most of your family in the States or over here?
All of them are over here.
Oh, are they?
Oh, no, wait a minute. My wife's family lives in New York.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. My wife's family lives in New York. They came from Guyana, and then they had a revolution in Guyana, and everybody fled to New York. Except my wife, who fled to London, and I found her there, here.
And rescued her there.
I rescued her here from the revolution, yes.
She's a very attractive woman, your wife, by the way.
Very, very attractive
woman.
You
did well there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was amazed at my own good fortune, yeah.
But you're a handsome man, though. You're a good-looking man.
I wasn't bad when I met my wife.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a beard on now, which I'm growing for the movie, and I think it's looking a bit rough, but at one time, without the beard, and 40 years ago, which is when I met her, I was much better looking than I am this morning. And
well,
I met her in the evening as well. I didn't.
You get better as the day goes on.
6 o'clock in the morning, you know, by even today, by 8 o'clock tonight, I'll look a lot better than this.
All right. Well, I'll send me a picture of yourself later with a big smile and bright eyes.
I'll do it, yeah.
All right, you're on.
On what is it? They call
Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on that now.
So I believe.
Hey,
what?
You're the first person I ever mentioned on Twitter.
I love that.
I started it, and I thought, and the reason I started it is all my friends are doing it, and I sort of caught up with it. I'm a bit slow on a computer, and I've been writing this book for ages, and the elephant to Hollywood. And I've been writing this book, and to do a Twitter where you say, got up, wrote, went to bed, got up, wrote, went. But today is the first day I'm out of the house and I'm starting, and then I go from here right through America doing this kind of thing to publicise the book. Then I go on to doing a movie in Hawaii, and then I go on to Batman. And then, so I thought, I'll Twitter that lot.
I love that.
Because that'll be great when you're, well, as I say, not only with the book promotion, but then when you're on set in Hawaii, it'll be wonderful to be able to read your daily
book dates. Pictures, you can take pictures and put them on there and all that.
Yeah, yeah, they've got to teach me how to do that.
I'm a bit
like that monkey, that, you know.
It's simple.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll be all over it.
Okay, good.
Tom Hanks does it. Tom Hanks does loads of videos.
Well, yeah, oh yeah, my friends do it. Like Quincy Jones, who's one of my best friends, does it. Shirley MacLaine does it.
Really?
Charlize Theron does it. Elizabeth Taylor. These are all people I know very well, and they all do Twitter.
Michael, could you hook me up with Charlize Theron?
Oh, boy. Yeah, she's fantastic, isn't she?
She is some woman.
Yeah, yeah. Man. It was amazing. Oh, no, I won't go into that.
Oh, no, please do.
You can't start with it.
Please
amazing
do, Michael,
and then
I would.
Stop.
Hey?
No, I was told I mustn't. It is quite harmless. In the movie Side of House Rules, I had to play a gynecologist.
That's right.
An obstetrician, and I ran an orphanage, and I had to eventually examine Charlize in that area.
Mm.
And we all wondered what she would do, you know. And when it came to the scene, we looked round, she had on a pair of the dirtiest, rottenest old men's underpants. You know? They were really dreadful slack on things. They looked really rotten.
Oh.
So she did us up rotten.
Do you know what? I bet she'd still look good in rotten underpants.
As a matter of fact, I wasn't going to say so, but she looked...
I bet.
That's the greatest pair of rotten underpants I've ever seen in my life.
Well, good for her for not having a body double as well in such circumstances.
You can't. There's nobody to double her body.
She doesn't need to.
No.
It's like Michael, never uses a body double.
I never used a body double in my life.
No. What you see is what you get.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, they always said in Hollywood, you want the perfect ass of a man. You call Michael Caine. Mm. Fact.
Yeah, there I am. There it is. That's it.
You can't.
That's it.
Can't improve on it.
Can't improve on perfection.
No.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Mm. Exactly.
Exactly. We haven't mentioned the book yet. The book is Michael Caine's autobiography, which is published tomorrow, by the way, which is called The Elephant to Hollywood, which is about the fact that Michael is from Elephant and now is Hollywood.
Elephant and Castle.
Elephant and Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come from a district called the Elephant and Castle, but it's always known as just the Elephant. It's named after a pub. There is a big pub there at the crossroads called the Elephant and Castle.
Beautiful.
And the pub was originally called, named after the Spanish mistress of King Charles II, called the Infanta de Castile. And the Cockneys couldn't say Infanta de Castile, so they changed it to Elephant Castle.
Ah, beautiful.
That's interesting.
Never knew that.
So Castle is Castile.
Yeah, that's, the Infanta de Castile. Mm. She was a princess, we're not having this. It's going to be the Elephant and Castle.
I love that.
Never either.
I love the fact that Michael is teaching me.
Exactly, I'm a good teacher.
But you are.
Yeah.
So back to Charlize Theron. Seriously.
Yeah.
Back to the underpants. And
yeah.
Charlize.
Yeah.
The book is out tomorrow. I was reading it yesterday. Same as everyone else. First thing I do, I pick it up. I go to the pictures.
Yeah.
All the photographs in it. And there are some unbelievable photos.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, too.
Yeah. And there's nice little stories that go with it. And from what I've read of the book, it's a cracking, cracking read.
Should be a good laugh as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love to make people laugh, and I tried in the book.
There's a great story, which me and my friend were talking about yesterday. And my friend was obsessed and actually had to go and find the story.
Yeah.
To confirm it was true.
Which is what?
How many Oscars have you won?
Two.
How many Oscars did you pick up and do an acceptance speech for?
One.
And why did you... What were you doing when you... Michael won an Oscar.
Mm.
He won an Oscar. Which meant he was the best actor in the world that year, at that time. Boom! Michael Caine. No messing around. And he wasn't there to pick it up because he was filming something else. He was filming another brilliant film. Another mass. He was probably going to win another Oscar.
Yeah.
What film were you filming?
I was filming Jaws 4.
Jaws 4! What were you thinking?
I just did a week on Jaws 4, and I never expected to get nominated for Hannah and Her Sisters.
Yeah, that's right, Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, it's a Woody Allen movie, and Woody was always very hateful about the Academy, and he always made a point of never watching it, and on the Monday when it was broadcast, he would always be playing the clarinet with his group in the club.
Right.
Very pointedly saying, you can shove the Oscars.
Nice.
So I'm in a movie written and directed by him, so I got no chance of an Oscar.
Run with it.
Also, the movie came out in the January before, so it came out before last year's Oscar.
Right, okay.
And in January is when you release all the crap that didn't get nominated right. for that year's Oscar. Mm. So they released it then. So my idea that there would ever be an Oscar for Hannah and Her Sisters, it was non-existent. And I'd done many guest parts in movies. I was in the Battle of Britain for 10 days. I was in the Bridge Too Far for 10 days.
Right.
And then they said, you want to do this? I said, yeah, I didn't care. You know, 10 days and that. It's a Jaws movie.
Hmm.
And so I did that. And of course, the timing of it came at the time of the Oscars.
Right.
And I won, you know.
And you weren't there.
And I wasn't there because...
Who picked it up? Do you know who picked it up for you?
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, God love her.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver's a friend of mine, and she picked it up, and she was very lovely and gracious.
Now, do you have it? Or she kept it?
No, I've got it. I've got it, yeah.
Oh, Michael, I've lost her. I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
send her downstairs, Lou.
I think she got one of her own, so she didn't need mine.
Fair enough. Where do you have your Oscars?
My Oscars, I have an office with a bookcase behind me, and on top of the bookcase, the two Oscars are there.
That's nice.
Yeah, the other Oscar was for the Cider House Rules.
That's right.
Looking at Charlize's underpants.
Let's go back to Charlize again.
Yeah.
You get the Academy Award for that.
It's the only reason I've got you on the show is so I can get to her.
I know, I figured that out quite early on.
Yeah, the Jaws story was just a sidetrack.
I thought, he's going somewhere else here, and now I've sussed it out. It's Charlize Theron.
This is an
interview about Charlize Theron. Mm. Really. Yeah. I was supposed to be here talking about my book.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about Charlize Theron. She's in that book, actually. That story is in that book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about the underpants.
About the mucky underpants.
About the mucky underpants. They weren't really mucky. She just made them look like that.
I bet you have some stories. Oh.
You know the amazing thing about Charlize? I thought Charlize was American.
She's South African.
Yeah. And the first day on the movie, she said, will you have lunch with my mum and me? And then I sat down with her and mum, And they started talking Afrikaans.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know she was South African.
She did the World Cup draw, actually, for the World Cup that's just been. She was there doing all the draw for all the different pools.
Maybe the same draws that she wore.
Well,
in the
maybe.
Movie.
Exactly. It's all about Charlize and her draws.
Well, look, everybody must go and get this.
Yeah.
Michael Caine's book. Did you have to do one of those audio books as well, where you have to...
Yes,
read?
Yeah. It's, oh, it's...
It goes forever.
I did it for... and it's very difficult to read for that amount of time. I read for 2 hours a day for 6 days. And I wound up... I had to get reading glasses. I've never had reading glasses in my life. And I wound... And my eyes were going all wobbly. And it was quite weird.
It's very hard. I've talked about it. I've done 2 audio books. Mm. And it's very difficult to be yourself and then quote yourself, you know, like you say. So I'm in a room and I said to him, "Oi, what are you?" And you, it's a bizarre thing to do.
But I did all the accents and everything.
Oh,
you know, I tried. I tried to make it funny.
Yeah.
Which it you know, John Huston, Bridget Bardot, I did Sean Connery, all that.
How's your Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, not very good.
Right. Okay.
Now, if I do it too good, he'd get pissed off at me.
You, McGregor.
No, I can't do you.
Right, okay.
No.
Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock. No, I can't do Sandra
Brilliant.
Bullock. No, no. Well, she doesn't have a voice that is recognised.
Sandra.
I love Sandra Bullock. I did a movie with her, Miss Congeniality.
Yes, you did. There's a story about her in the book as well.
There's a story about her. Story about a weird thing in the book is that I went to Miss Congeniality. We made it in Austin, Texas. And I moved into the hotel, and the guy at the reception said, "Don't forget to go on the balcony at 6 and look to your right." It was overlooking the river that runs through Austin. So he said, "There's a bridge over the river to your right. 6 o'clock, go there and look out." And my wife went, "Well, what?" We went out and there wasn't anything. There was no... We were waiting for boats to go by.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, I said he said to look to the right, to the bridge." And we looked. And there was a group of people standing on the bridge. I said, "They're waiting for something." And at 6 o'clock... 2 million bats flew out from under the bridge.
Wow.
It's one of the most incredible sights in Austin, Texas. So if you ever go to Austin, Texas, at 6 o'clock, look at the bridge over the river, and you'll see 2 million bats. I mean, I don't know who counted them.
Yeah, sure. Roughly 2 million.
Roughly. What, I mean, it could be 1.5 million, or 2 million.
Certainly more than 1 million, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Less than 3.
More than 1 million and less than 3.
Yeah.
And at 6 o'clock, they all go out to feed. And they come back at 5 o'clock in the morning, which I missed.
Right, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get up for that.
No, I'm not getting up for bats. Money, yes.
Money, yes. Bats, no.
Money, yes, and promotion,
Michael,
yes.
Do you want to go and see the bats? Oh, we're getting paid.
No, bats.
You can forget it.
Yeah.
I must very quickly say, because I never said your Twitter name is... The Michael Caine.
The Michael Caine is my Twitter name.
Nice and simple.
Yes.
And you have 1,734 followers.
I only started last night.
I'll get it up. Don't worry. I'll get that up for you.
Will you?
Yeah.
Well, you get it up on this show? People who listen to this show.
I will get it up for you.
I'm a real virgin at the whole thing, because I was just understanding blog.
Right.
You know, and they said it's Twitter. And I went, and then there was another one. What's the other one? And there's always a new word.
Do you know what? I think Twitter's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.
Even to people who get it, they go... It's when people say to me, "Why?" And I go, "Well, you can write about stuff you're doing and people can follow it and see what you're up to." And they went, "Why?" And I went, I don't know why, you just can.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I'm doing it anyway, because Quincy Jones does it.
Right. What are you doing?
Chris Moore show, it's following...
Oh, the Chris Moss show is following...
Yes.
D. Michael Caine.
Yeah.
I've put a tweet out there, which means...
Okay, so, I can write something on Twitter now...
Yeah.
...and say, everybody should follow the Michael Caine. It's really him, so
it is really me, yes.
And they'll click follow, so they'll be... anything you write, they'll read.
Really?
Yeah. And then I can tell all the people who follow me to follow you, and that gets your numbers up and all of that.
Well, when I get out, I'll go on the Twitter and say, "I've just done the Chris Moss show."
That's beautiful.
But then you'll get the publicity.
And you can say... What a nice man.
What a great, great guy he was.
What a gay guy he is.
No, great guy.
What a gay, great guy he is.
You're a great gay guy.
That's what I am. I'm a great gay guy.
Yeah, you would make a great gay guy. I know you're not.
I'd be a bear.
Chris would be a great one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be the fluffy one, would you? You'd be the butch one.
No, I don't know. I think I'm very fluffy.
I think Chris can be fluffy.
Yeah. Can you be fluffy?
Yeah, of course.
Fluffy moments.
I'll be fluffy.
Yeah, I'd never be the fluffy one. I tell
you
what,
you tell Charlize Theron, I'll be fluffy.
Oh, yeah. We'd do anything for her, wouldn't you?
Well, within reason.
Yeah. You know, no, we'll not see. Even within reason. Anything.
Okay, so hang on. Let's see how many followers the Michael Caine has got. We need to get... Oh, so now we're over 2,000 already.
Already?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, over 2,000. That's what we'll do. For you.
Yeah, yeah. I've only just got used to the mobile phone. You're talking... I've turned it off, though. But
that's good. Yeah, that's more than we do.
Yeah.
We always have it on.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, let's play a little advert thingy. It's not an advert, obviously. And then we'll do the news with Dominic and Tina, and then we'll be back with more of THE Michael Caine.
The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1.
The interview with Michael Caine is over.
Why? What's happened?
Not letting him back on.
What's happened?
Why?
I've just heard him whispering to Dave during the sport news about the Preston game last night. We're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that.
No.
Are you a Preston fan?
No, I'm a Leeds fan.
Are you a Leeds fan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, blimey.
So we're not talking about it. Michael, I will continue the interview, but only if Michael does it from the other side of the room.
Yeah.
I am the other side.
No, that's true. So listen, on Twitter, we've got you up already, over 3,000 now.
Lum, you see, it's very difficult to...
I know.
..to figure it out, you know, when all that happens so quickly.
It's fine, it's all good. I'll be there for you.
Yeah, Tom Cruise has got 1 million, I was told.
Mm. Well, you know...
But he is Tom Cruise.
He is Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I think Michael's on the other side of the room again.
Yeah, he is.
Can we get a bit closer?
I see. I can hear an echo. Is that because
that's
of
me? Sorry, let me change that for you.
The bloke reading the news just nicked my chair.
Mm. Sorry, Michael.
And he shifted it, you know?
I hate to tell you this. But technically, you nicked his chair.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
I'm in the news chair.
Yes, you are.
And I don't know anything.
If you hadn't got out, you'd have had to read the news.
I was watching him read the news. That looks like a nerve-wracking job, because you sort of just do one little flip.
Well, this is it.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, do you know what's nerve-wracking?
What?
Hearing his impression of you.
Oh
yeah. Have you heard this?
Go on, then.
It's incredible.
Look at his face, look.
Seriously.
Dom, on this microphone here, so we can all hear you.
Firstly, apologies, because
you're quite all right.
You're brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Do you want to set the scene with some other impressions, like Ronnie Corbett or something, just to showcase Ronnie your Corbett talent?
Yeah, because Michael needs to know the level from which you come from, which is low.
I fancy myself as an impressionist, but nobody else does on the show, unfortunately.
Okay.
So, do you want me to hit you with Ronnie Corbett? Not literally. Here we go.
Yeah, go on, Ronnie Corbett.
Can I just say, Michael's face is a picture. He looks massively bemused.
Yeah.
He's thinking, all I'm here to do. Just talk about the bloody book. I don't care about your impression.
Yeah.
Okay, Ronnie Corbett. Close your eyes. Helps with the impression.
The producer said to me, art no, art no.
How is on a scale of
very
one?
Good, very
yeah,
good.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheers.
Incredible.
Yeah. This is so painful. It's beautiful.
I know, it's painful for me.
Do some more. Do some more.
Okay. Jules Holland?
Who?
Jules Holland, you know Jules
Holland.
Holland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got a voice right
out
there.
That's right, yes. Yes.
Which I'm now going to do.
Go on, let's hear that.
Ladies and gentlemen, from over there to over here, Michael Caine!
Oh, yeah. That's good. It always worried me with Jules Holland, because you could lose your voice doing that. Yeah.
Did you like that one, though, genuinely?
Yeah, I thought I genuinely liked it. Didn't you see me genuinely
like it? Yeah, I saw you genuinely like it.
I thought it was very funny.
Thank you very much.
Now what do you do? Now do you bail?
I'm going to bail
on a winner, or do you go for one more?
Well, I'm happy with Jules.
Double or quits, I think you have to do.
Go on, do me.
Okay. Again, apologies.
That's quite all right.
Oi, my name is Michael Caine. And I'm dying right now. Now, generally, how was that for you?
That was, that sounded like every impression of me I've ever heard.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't sound like you.
I could do it. Hello, my name is Michael Caine.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not many people know that.
Well,
you know they do. I get Christmas cards and birthday cards with my voice on it.
Oh, really?
And now I've just got a GPS where I'm telling you where to go. And I get it all right. It's correct. And I've never even been there. It's amazing.
Yeah. How do you know where everywhere is?
I don't know, it's but I just do. I know if you want to go somewhere, I can tell you.
He's going to tell you where to go as well.
Yeah. After that sentence.
Do you want to hear my impression of you?
You do one as well?
Yeah, I'll do one as well.
I've never met anybody who didn't do an impression.
Well, this is it. Well, everyone thinks they can.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to...
You've been working on yours for a while, though.
I get embarrassed, but so I need to cover myself up. But I know I need to see...
Go on, he's put a paper above his eyes.
Okay, yeah, so you can't...
You go on,
if I can't see you, that means you can't see me. Yeah, I'm now invisible, Michael.
Right.
You can't see me.
You're like my grandson.
Yeah. Here I am, but now I'm invisible again.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you ready?
Go on, then.
I don't know. It seems to me, if they ain't got you one way...
They've got you another.
What do you think?
Wow, incredible. Very good. Brilliant. Good.
Thank you.
That's the most perfect impersonation of me I've ever heard.
Yes!
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, shall I do a bit more?
That's Alfie, isn't it?
Yes, that's from Alfie. Right? Yeah. I love that movie. Well, you're in there. All right, here we go.
I'm in it, yeah.
you can't see me again. I'm in it.
Right.
So what's the answer? That's what I keep asking myself. What's it all about? Know what I mean?
That's the last line of the movie.
Yeah, it is.
I said that on Waterloo Bridge.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. And we held up the traffic, and then a lorry driver went by when we, and he said some things to me which I can't repeat.
Yeah, please don't. He said, Michael, I'll wait for you, not a problem. Yeah, have a very good day. Yeah. Tell you what, I bet he told you where to go.
He told us where to go. The lazy movie actors and hard-working people are trying to make a living.
They're all trying to make a living.
Yeah, I was a hard-working person trying to make a living, but it was the last shot of the movie on Waterloo Bridge. So I didn't really care.
You can't be rushed.
I said one or two things to him as
well. All right, I bet.
Which I'm not going to repeat on here either.
The lorry driver said, Michael, if you wouldn't mind, I need to get to work. And Michael said, dear fellow, not a problem.
Yeah.
Be on your way and Godspeed.
Yes, that's exactly... You knew that. How did you know what I said?
I could just tell. I could tell you're a very mild-mannered, polite young man.
Very mild-mannered, polite young man,
I bet when you kick off, you kick off. Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. You don't want to be there.
Oh, I tell you, Christian Bale has got nothing on you kicking off.
Christian only did about 20 minutes. I did an hour and 20 minutes.
Beautiful.
Once on a movie.
What, kicking off?
Yeah.
Love that. Hour,
but slower than him.
I wanted jelly babies! Mm-hmm. Where's my Perrier water?
Yeah.
Ow.
The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1.
Was Young Forever, and before that was Kings of Leon, who Michael is, a fan of the Kings of Leon.
Yes, I am, actually.
Loves him. Yeah, in fact, he said, any chance you can play Radioactive, the new single from the Kings of Leon? I said, Michael, sure, just for you, not a problem.
It's brilliant.
And he said, and while you're at it, can you mention my bloody book again? I've been saying it like a lemon for ages, and you've only mentioned it once.
Yes, all right.
Twitter, by the way, about 4,500.
You're joking.
No.
Yeah,
we're doing it for you. This is how I show you the love.
Thank you very much.
We can't pay you for being here, so I give you Twitter followers.
I prefer the Twitters.
Can we ask you some questions? Can we actually do some interview questions?
Go on, then.
All right. So, I don't know where Alan's gone, but I know he was very...
I've got music here.
Yeah, put a bit of music in the background.
Is that sort of like...
This is the Dark Knight.
This is Batman. It's Batman, yeah.
Batman.
Yeah. Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
He's wonderful, yeah. I think his music is great.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did he do Inception as well? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Alad, Batman, Michael is here.
Oh, how exciting.
I have a funny feeling. You ask him anything, he'll tell you.
What's that?
Question number one.
Yeah.
What was Dark Knight like? How was that as a film to work on?
It was an extraordinary film because Chris Nolan... He's a great director, and he does the greatest action stuff you've ever seen. If you want to see a really great action sequence, I think one of the best I've ever seen, the opening sequence of Dark Knight, which he shot in skyscrapers in Hong Kong and all that, is most incredible. And if you think of Chris as a director, Heath won an Academy Award being directed by the same man.
Mm.
And also, Heath had to walk away from a factory... being told, whatever happens behind you, don't look round and don't flinch.
How'd
and
you do that?
And the entire factory went up. The entire factory, what you're seeing.
So that was as it happened. That was what?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just up behind that's one take, 15 cameras.
Oh, it's a beautiful film.
I assumed that that was all special effects.
No, the great thing, one of the things that you don't notice really about Dark Knight is there's not a great deal of CGI. Mm. What really gets you is it's real guys doing that. Mm. I mean, like, it's not sort of magic. Batman, when he wants to go up somewhere, he's got a thing and it goes, and a big wire goes up on a hook. I mean, I know it's preposterous. And then the hook, he goes up on being pulled on the hook with this machinery he's got on. So it looks real. Because they really do it like that. And there's the only CGI we had in the first one was a million bats.
Yeah.
You know, we could have gone to Austin.
You could have gone off the bridge at 5 in the morning.
At 6 in the evening. 6 in the evening. Or coming back 5 in the morning.
Exactly. Right.
But they didn't know about that. I didn't tell them about that.
Why not?
I don't know. It just seemed. I didn't want to go back to Austin anyway. Not right then.
Sure.
Yeah, I went back eventually. I did another picture there.
And it shows how much of a geek I am, but it's the same with the truck. When that truck goes out, flips over in Dark Knight, that was real. And then
that was absolutely real, yeah. That was absolutely real. They just locked the front wheels and had a spring on the back and it went straight
over. Amazing.
Great movie.
So there's a new Batman being made.
There will be, yeah.
There will be.
Probably start in May next year. So it'll be, yeah.
You're there, right?
I assume I'm there. You know what? You know, in the movie business, you never believe anything. You assume. But I've been in the last four Chris Nolan pictures. He's my lucky charm. He thinks I'm his lucky charm. In actual fact, he's my lucky charm. I've loved doing those movies because I did Prestige with him and I did recently Inception. So I'm hoping to do another one.
So is he doing the new Batman film?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's written a new one. He writes with his brother, Jonathan.
And who's the baddie? Has anyone said anything?
No one will tell you. No, Chris is the most secretive man in the world. The first time he came and asked me to do Batman Begins, and said, you want to play the butler? He came to my house on a Sunday morning, had the script. And I went and he said, can you read it now? So I read it. I came out. I said, I think it's fantastic. I'll do it. So I went to put the script back in my office. He said, no, I want to take it. He said, I won't let anyone have it. And he waited till I'd finished reading it, had a cup of tea with my missus, and then took the script away again in case someone saw it. He didn't. Wow. It's not that he didn't trust me, but, you know, someone else could have picked it
up. That's probably a bit of that, though.
A bit of that, yeah.
Probably.
Well, actors, you know, they're such silly sods. They don't know what they're doing, half. They don't live in the real world, that's why.
I bet.
No.
I bet you've met some crackers, actors.
Oh, yeah. You mean off their rocker?
Yeah.
Oh, most of them.
Or egos or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But what happens in Hollywood with an ego is like you don't really notice it because you get inside a great big bubble. And so you are in that world. If you were outside the bubble, you would notice what was going on, you know. I remember once I was in it. Everybody used to say about the star. It was Sinatra, actually. He was a good friend of mine. But, I mean, we all used to wait and they'd say, he's up, he's in a good mood today. And everyone was worried, you know.
Right.
All going, oh, he's up, yeah, thank God, but it's be lovely today. And I said, one day, I said, does anybody ever ask how I am before I turn up? And he looked at me and he said, who gives a toss? And that's it. That's the bubble. You see, you're inside it.
You must have seen people throw the classic strops in, presumably on set, you know, without giving any names. But, you know, they talk about people being a nightmare to work with. You must have seen some.
Very few, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Oh, yeah, very few, because they're usually people who have a tremendous lack of confidence because they really don't know what they're doing. You know, and you usually get young ladies shut themselves in the dressing room and won't come out.
I
don't know why it was, but they always sent me to talk them into.
Well, I wonder why.
Do you think perhaps you haven't seen so many because of who you are? People are less likely to try it on when you're around.
You definitely wouldn't try it on when I'm around. Yeah. No, because you'd get a mouthful.
Have you ever told another actor off?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yes, that's... I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah, you are.
But I must say...
You can go into it.
No, I'm not.
Go on.
But I must say, the majority of actors that I've worked with, vast majority, have been fabulous to work with. I've loved all of them.
So you're...
Well, I remember when I went to Hollywood, everybody said, oh, you know, you've got to watch out, they're all scumbags and this and that. I met the nicest, loveliest group of people I've ever came across in my life.
That's nice. Is it Ewan McGregor? Is that you were talking about?
Ewan's lovely. I did a picture with him, Little Voice.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's smashing.
That's Jude Law. He's talking about Jude Law.
No, Jude is lovely. But it's very funny with Jude did a remake of Alfie.
He did. And I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, and you just went, you just played that line, what's it all about?
I don't know.
With Jude, he's a friend of mine, and I said the reason it didn't work for you is because Alfie was an innocent and a primitive. I said, the last line he said in the movie was, what's it all about?
That's right.
He still didn't know what he was like. I said, with Jude is so knowing. The minute he walked on, you knew he was a guy who knew exactly what everything was all about.
Right.
And so everything he did became kind of nasty with the women.
Right, got you.
Mine was sort of innocent. He just went through.
I wouldn't watch it.
Eh?
I wouldn't watch it.
Oh, I watched it.
No, I'm not interested.
Yeah, but
you can't be the original. What?
Hey.
What?
They remade The Italian Job.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that either.
Yeah, well, you should. You know why? Because Charlize is the lead.
I'm watching it.
You watch it.
Oh, I am.
Charlize was the best thing in it.
She's the only good thing in it.
Yeah, she was fabulous.
Was that Matt Damon as well in the remake?
Mark Wahlberg. But he was very quiet. Charlize sort of walked off with the movie.
Mm. I love the fact that with Michael's been here for about an hour and all we've really done, really, is talk about Charlize Theron.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I've got to write a book about Charlize Theron.
I'll buy it.
And then you'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's in my book, The Elephant to Hollywood.
Which I believe is that out tomorrow, I believe, Michael?
What's the day? Tuesday?
Yes. Wednesday.
Wait, it's out tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe
it's out tomorrow. It'll be in your bookstore tomorrow.
You could probably, I would imagine, pre-order it.
I would imagine so.
Oh, yeah, on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Amazon, they told me.
Are they making you do any of these book signings?
Yeah, I'm in... Where am I? In Waterston's in Piccadilly this week somewhere.
Because you know what you can do?
What?
I shouldn't really say this because this will be a pain in the backside for Michael, right? When I did my book signing, if you can't make it to book signing, often the bookstore, you buy it and go, I can't make the signing. Is there any chance?
They'll get it done for you anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Which means that you'll be there for hours now.
Thanks very much.
You're more than welcome.
I'm glad I did the show. It's been great.
But didn't you say that a signed book is a sold book?
A signed book is a sold book, Michael.
Right?
They can't send it back.
Oh, that's right.
You sign as many as them little devils as you can.
You've got
literally
to sell them.
Get a stamp and just bang them out like that. Have someone pushing them underneath you and you just... Once that's signed...
I went to the warehouse the other day and signed 1,000.
That's good.
And then I signed 1,000 pages at home that they put in a special edition.
Beautiful.
So I've signed 2,000 already.
Well, you'll be signing more, let me tell you.
Oh, no, I'm going to Manchester... Birmingham signing.
Bring those wet wipes as well, because you'll end up shaking a million hands.
Especially if you have a sandwich, you know.
Well, exactly. Mm. Yeah. Oh. They have a sandwich. You have a sandwich. It's
does it look bad to wear those surgical gloves?
I think so.
I wouldn't wear surgical gloves.
Yeah, I just thought it might be good for protection. No, it makes you look a little bit cold.
You can see Michael signing books in his. Surgical gloves and a nurse's outfit were kept behind a Perspex screen with one arm going through.
Yeah,
and that's it. That's what he's doing.
That's as close as I get.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Listen, it's been great talking. Hey, by the way, last thing I want to ask you about. Yeah. Harry Brown, great movie.
Oh, thank you. That was where the title came from, for The Elephant, because I'm finishing off the book and I'm making Harry Brown, and I'm back exactly where I came from.
It's your hood.
And those guys down there, they said, well, where do you come from? You know, I'm very suspicious, and I'd point a finger and say, about 500 yards over there. Mm. And then they knew that I knew that they knew that I knew, you know.
And they won't mess with you.
And by the way, it's a great movie. Everybody should go and get Harry Brown. It's a great movie. And do you know who's in it? Plan B is in it.
Mm. He is. He's a good actor, too, isn't he?
Oh, what? Wonderful. He is a horrible,
Oh, he really
horrible
is.
Man in this film.
Yeah.
I mean, not often do I, there's a character, I hate him. In the movie,
he was really awful,
wasn't
he? He's
vile.
But nice fellow in real life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lovely. He's a singer.
Yeah. He's good. He's a singer, rapper. The guy's very talented.
And writer. He wrote the end song on Harry Brown.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I love his stuff.
Yeah.
We should play something from him.
Play that end song.
All right. Well, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe I'll find whatever.
Okay.
Don't be like that with me.
Have we Peter in out here?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I like it, though.
Okay.
It's very relaxed.
Yeah, it's relaxed. It's very relaxed.
All right, well, look. The Elephant to Hollywood is out tomorrow. You can read such amazing stories from the beautiful, handsome man that is Michael Caine. Why not read all about the time he had rickets and laugh heartedly at your woman's dirty underpants? Mm. It's all in the book and
it's
more.
It's in the book.
And obviously on Twitter, the Michael Caine is what you've got to follow on Twitter. Shall we have a little refresh and see where we're at? 5,000 now.
My word, I've doubled it since I've been sitting here.
Whoa. You've done nothing. I've been selling it.
Yeah, I know you have. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
I shall sell your Twitter. What's your Twitter called?
I am Chris DJ Moyles.
Chris DJ Moyles.
That's me.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Do you know what? Don't worry about that. I'm going to mention it
later on my Twitter.
Just get me a little part in Batman. That's all I ask.
All right.
I'll
talk to Chris.
I can act.
Okay.
You give me the part of the...
Everybody can act until the director says action.
Well, yeah.
And they go, oh, why am I here?
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Put that down, you. I'm going to get you. What do you think?
Yeah, beautiful.
Thanks.
Can you do bad language?
Yeah, but not now.
No, in the movie.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Dave, can I do bad language?
Yeah, I mean, just on the air and off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, no, but I try to do it mainly off the air.
Yeah, I do. I never swear on air because I've got my grandchildren listening.
That's right.
And,
I'm Batman.
That's his hands again.
Yeah. I'm going to go out in car. And I'm gonna.
He's not from Leeds, so is he?
If he would be, if I did it,
Batman. Right. Christian, where was he born? I think he was born in
Wales.
Wales.
I would be northern. If I was Batman, he'd be from Leeds.
Yeah, if I did Batman, he'd be from the Elephant.
And that's as that should be.
What? Hello.
Hello. I'm Batman.
All you lot.
Put that down. Yeah, I'll give you a clout, smack.
Yeah.
What up?
You want to find yourself on the roof right now?
That's right. Yeah.
Because that's where you'll be if you don't behave yourself.
Here, do you like the taste of hospital food?
Yes.
That's right, you're going to have some.
Now, the other line from The Elephant is, who's been a naughty boy then?
Oh!
You know you're going to
get now,
well
in an accent like that, that's scary.
It is,
But you say that in a Leeds accent. Who's been a naughty boy then?
Who's been a naughty boy? It may sound like you peed on the floor.
Hey, who's been a naughty boy?
Who's been a naughty boy?
Hey, listen, absolutely pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a lovely
pleasure
man.
To meet you, as a matter of fact, Chris. Well, we've never met before.
Never met?
No. Great show, thank you.
Well, you are more than welcome. And maybe this is the start of our beautiful friendship together.
We've Twittered together.
Oh, what can I tell you?
And so up to date for someone old like me.
No, you're not.
I'm not really old,
but you're only as young as you want to be. I was going to say something else then, but I changed it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Caine.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. This is Chase and Status. This is from the movie. This is from Harry Brown. This is it.
Is it?
The song, yeah.
Is this the song that he wrote at the end?
Yeah, end credits, yeah. Here it is.
BBC